Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Previously on Illusionoid.
We're surrounded by mermaids. Look at some.
All around us with their tridents. Gesticulating wildly.
They're forcing us to follow them. We're being taken prisoner.
Oh my god. Do you have, Captain, do you have an electrical field? Can you generate some kind of shock to ward them off?
Yeah.
Do it then,
can you? Alright, I will do it. Time is of the essence.
Look. Oh, they're grinning.
They're angry.
Wow. Oh. We got
this episode?
This is it!
Ah!
Will they escape the clutches of the mermaids? Stay tuned for part two, right now.
And now, part two.
Sorry, guys, that was me.
Kenneth!
I know. I had a couple sangrias.
We were all unconscious. Me. We were all unconscious. Oh, look around. Look where we are.
We're inside the castle.
I'm an android. I wasn't unconscious.
That's right. You were awake the whole time. Tell us what happened to us.
They screamed until we passed out.
It worked.
And then, unconscious, they towed the parabola. The Plentora, all the way into the heart of the palace of the narwhals. And I sat cross-legged, which is not easy to do.
All right.
And kind of watched it happen. So you were asking me what happened. I could have. It's a short story, really.
Yes.
It's a short story long.
Well, you couldn't do anything to stop it?
I could have.
Well, why didn't you?
Hedging my bets.
Ah.
The mermaids might come out winners in all of this, and, you know, maybe they need an android who's completely glommed out of his florks on Metatuzals.
That's a laxative, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, I am taking laxatives. And I am pooping so many nuts. Peanuts that I eat. I'm not built to eat peanuts, so I need a laxative to excrete those peanuts back out of my system.
Yes. Why are we talking about what this android poops?
He was the only one awake!
Well, damn it, let's do something now!
Time is of the essence!
That's right! I'm gonna run at these bars and try and smash them to get out of here!
Right. I'm your brother and I'm coming with you!
Let's do it!
Dead.
They're dead.
Can't believe they died.
They killed themselves.
The trouble they got into killed them.
I have an idea.
Yes, Captain.
Not only am I a hermaphrodite, I'm part table saw.
Finally, someone's a table saw.
Yes. I saw an unsightly bulge in the back of your jacket.
Yes.
We thought they were more balls.
No.
I just didn't want to say. Saw.
I can probably cut through the bars. Let me just turn myself on.
Oh. What do you have to do to...
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Let me just back up into the bars here. It's getting...
Oh.
There you go.
Whoa. That is it. Seems to have done it.
Wow.
We're out.
Oh my gosh.
I'm very good to have around.
Handy.
Yeah.
I was a Boy Scout.
I only have sangria for us.
Sangria may come in handy at some point.
Okay.
And body oil, don't forget.
True. I hope I don't mix them up.
No. That's a laxative, and he's had enough of that.
All right, what is the plan? Now we are free. I have no idea where to go, where the ship is.
Let me interface with the Palace of the Narwhals.
Oh, boy.
Wait a second. There's got to be some kind of... You know, every civilization, be it man-man or merman, or narwhal-man, or just the fish, they have an interface in their security devices, and I, as an android, am not too uncommon with these things. Unfamiliar is the alias what
I mean. Are you saying you've been around?
I'm saying that, yeah, this android has seen a couple things, all right?
It sounds like you're kind of a whore.
I am a prostabot. Prostabot ZX7.
Yes.
I think that's what I said name was. Well. By the way, if anybody wants to have beta...
No, it's okay.
Cool.
I think we're good. I'm seeking out Mira.
Let me just interface with this. It looks like seaweed combined with roe. With a layer of algae.
Are you familiar with this kind of mechanism?
I've seen it before. If I just stick my face in it... Understand the plight of the narwhals? Pain and horns and pain from their horns. They prod each other. Too many horns. Boredom. So much narwhal boredom.
We have to pull him off. He's going insane. He's losing his mind.
Wait till we find out where to go.
Ah, that way.
Oh.
All right. I have the coordinates. Where are we headed?
We're headed to the palace chamber, the throne room.
I have to check one more time.
That way.
Good.
Quiet now. Those mermaids, okay. They could be anywhere.
They could be. How are we breathing underwater?
Obviously, the android did something to us.
While you were sleeping.
Now it comes out.
I placed tubes and filters inside your lungs.
Ah.
I didn't know this would be the effects. It's just something I'm into doing.
My genitals also act as gills.
Oh, candy.
We weren't going to say anything.
No. All right. We've gotten that taken care of.
Up ahead.
Yes.
There's a door.
I see it. Gilded. There's an inscription on the front.
If only we could read narwhal scrapings.
Oh, by the way, as a prostabot, I am trained in many languages, not unincluding narwhal scrapings. It says pull.
It says pull?
Yeah.
Good. All right. I'm going to need your help. This is a little bigger than I'd expected.
All right.
Everyone, lend a hand. This chamber is exactly as I remember.
Oh, you've been here?
Of course. This is where the Narwhal King brought me before he cast me up. There. There's the antechamber in the back where Mira and I would do our unspeakable things. Me to her fishing
hindquarters. Don't, we don't want to know. We don't want to know.
All right. They say if it smells like salmon, keep on jabbing.
Leave it alone. Leave it alone.
Quiet, though. That's what they say.
Who says that?
I've the never people.
Well, maybe they do, but you shouldn't.
I probably shouldn't say that. I went native the time I was here. I was here for 4 years.
Let's go.
The salmon don't say it. I can tell you that.
That's probably true.
It's dangerous. What if we get found in here?
Who dares enter the chamber of me?
Oh, it's the king of the narwhals.
Quick, look like statues.
Quick look like statues? You think that's going to fool me?
Too late.
I heard you say, let's look like statues. So, I know you're not statues. And that salmon thing was way over the line.
I'm so sorry, my king. Do you recognize me?
I recognize you as the man who defiled my mirror.
Father, who is it? Cameron.
Claude. You forgot.
Stay where you are, Mira. I forbid you to touch him.
I'm not good with names.
4 years!
It meant something.
4 years, Mira! Defiled in every way, shape, and form in that antechamber. And you call me Cameron?
You know, I just remember the fucking.
You have destroyed her. She has not been the same since the birth.
Your Highness, please, if I may.
Who are you?
I'm just a bartender named Kenneth. But I
what
just...
possible use would you have in this expedition?
Sangria?
Really? Hand it over.
Here you go.
I've heard of such an elixir.
Well, I've got lots with me. Why don't we, you and me, just have a drink?
All right.
How does the sangria stay in the cup at the bottom of the ocean?
It's underwater physics. If you'd spend more time looking at your books rather than porking any uplander that comes...
Your Highness, please, enjoy a sangria.
Thank you. You are a good man.
I try.
Why don't you fall in love with someone like that?
I can't anymore. There's only...
Claude
on my mind.
I spent years thinking of you, nothing but you.
Well, I've spent years, too, ever since the birth.
The birth?
I've had to take care of a little something.
Mira, are you telling me something?
That's right. Behold my little bundle of joy.
Oh, it's hideous.
It's a she. It.
It's a she it.
What did you say?
A she it.
Oh.
What have we done? Our genetics, our DNA was incompatible, Mira.
None of the mer scientists could even explain it.
But have a fish top and human legs.
Oh my God! It's hideous!
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The only good thing is she wears a nice pair of pants, but...
Daddy.
Don't come any closer.
You're talking about our child.
Why won't you love me?
Keep those fins from me.
Why?
I can't love an abomination.
Oh. He's not an abomination. He's a product of love.
Daddy.
No.
Daddy, why?
I'm sorry. I have to do this. Harpoon!
Daddy!
Holy shit! You killed my child!
And I got the king so drunk he did nothing to stop it.
I am so florbed right now.
Having my baby.
Oh guys.
Love what it's doing to me. Having my baby.
Mira, I'm sorry. Can you ever forgive me?
No, I could not ever forgive you. You made that inside of me. Well, in a pouch that grew off of my side.
I know the thing you're talking about, that translucent pouch.
Yes,
we don't want to know your business.
Oh, we like to hide it, but it's a part of our bodies.
Stand back.
Oh, Your Highness.
I can bring the child back to life.
You can?
But if I do... everything will change.
You must take it to the surface.
Me? Take it to the surface?
And buy it many pairs of pants.
I agree.
Looks like it's your responsibility, Claude.
In years, she will start to evolve, become more like you. The teen years are going to be tough, I'm telling you. Half fish, half... whatever, it's just gonna... you're not gonna enjoy it. But around 2021, she'll be good.
All right.
Stand back! Time is of the essence.
Sounds a lot like our captain.
I just sprinkled this... When I say sprinkle, sometimes I underestimate.
Wow, that shot out really fast.
That was a bigger dose than I... My goodness, she's changing, but I've used too much. She's changing into a human.
Hi. Look at me. I've become a human girl.
Oh.
You're glorious.
Oh my God, she's so beautiful.
Mom.
Hi.
Dad, I can be a human on the surface.
Yes.
I guess you'll both be leaving Mira.
Mira, you can come with us. You can be a mother to your daughter.
But my tail on the surface, I would just flop around like a common landfish. The common landfish, the most despised immigrant in the state of Florida.
They're actually not that common.
No. That's why I brought the android.
Oh, yeah, me.
That's right. I'm going to ask the captain to use his table saw to sever your top and bottom half, android. I know you don't have pain receptors, so this shouldn't be too bad.
And what of the rest of me when you've taken my legs? What about my upper half? You're just going to let me rust on the bottom of the ocean floor?
No, you can come back to the bar with me.
You know what? That's all right, actually. Just sit me on the chair and, I guess, around a snail semen.
I was thinking we could fuse you to that slot machine.
That's true.
I'm okay with that, too, and then I'll just play with myself.
Jackpot.
Oh, can we go to the surface? Can Mom have legs? How can this... Let's make this happen.
Father... Is that okay?
Yes.
I will work the magic of the narwhal. Stand back. I will do something that will beggar your imagination. Everything that we've been talking to up to this point will then happen and everything will be fine. The bartender will stay with me.
Oh, man. Well, looks like the bar's yours now, android.
Jackpot.
On the count of three.
He can't count, you guys. I'm so sorry.
I realized once I said that I can't count, so I'll just say three. And all will be well. Three.
Ah!
Oh, where are we?
Oh my God, we're at this bar.
It's the bar. I remember this. Captain, you're here.
Yes, I am. Yes. luckily, my table saw, because you guys just left without me. I didn't realize time was of the essence. So I was back there. I was lost. And then it was a long, complicated story that involved a narwhal, two mermaids, and a can of beans.
And look at Mom. She's got robot legs.
Yes.
I'm fish cyborg.
Dad, do you still love Mom?
Of course. I love your mother. Although I will miss the fishy way we did it.
It's okay. Look at these. Look at the robot pelvis. It has an iris opening.
Oh my gosh.
I think I can get it a little bigger.
Could we not do that in front of your daughter, please?
I'm just going to go ahead and do
this. Please, could we not do that in front of
your daughter?
It's
been a long time. I'm just going to do this, all right?
No, I don't want to.
Just watch, okay?
Finally, I have real parents, and they're super gross.
Up on the bar, Mira.
Oh, no.
Okay. Just
wait, let me get these peanuts out of the way.
I'll take those.
Oh, Android.
Hello. Cha-ching.
Cha-ching.
Three lemons.
Jackpot.
Meanwhile, back in the castle of the narwhals, another sangria, sir.
That would be good. You know, I want to wallpaper that side.
Just that side?
Just that, because that's unusual, don't you think?
Yeah,
just
like
the one side that you wallpaper.
Like a focal point
people,
of the
I want, I decided... Chamber. To make this a tourist spot.
Oh, that's nice.
Have people come down. The narwhal is very lonely. I can imagine. Would be using your entrepreneurial junk.
Yeah, we could make this a wonderful bar, a tourist attraction. People could come here and stay and use the whole castle as a hotel. You could have the best underwater hotel in all of the Gulf of Mexico.
I have learned a lot from having you here serving me a lot of liquor. I was wrong in keeping my people apart from your people. Only our people together, our two peoples would be together. And having them together, we're just one big people. I wish more people would know that.
I wish I knew what you said.
Me too. Were you listening? Because I kind of dozed off in the middle.
We're going to open up a hotel under the sea.
Yeah! Yeah!
Thanks, that was great.
That was it. To be. Sing a song of mermaids, a pocket full of narwhals.
Yeah, something like that.
Or something like that.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear our special guest, Colin Mochrane.
He'd let us in.
And wonderfully on the theremin over there, Mr. Bob Durkach. Thank you, Bob. And the master of the iPad, Jay McCarroll, right here. The brain of Morbius and the hands of Mantos. We are Illusionoid. Listen for this podcast. Come on, like to your iTunes. Download it and enjoy. We'll see you guys again soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Octopus is God in the shade. We would be
Sing a Song of Narwhals, a pocket full of mermaids. Improvised and recorded live June 30th, 2012 at Comedy Bar in Toronto, Ontario, Canada by Illusionoid. Starring Paul Bates, Lee Smart, Nug Nargang, and special guest star Colin Mochrane, with special musical guest Bob Durkach on the theremin, and Jay McCarroll on music and sound effects. Mark your calendars, as Illusionoid is doing another live show. In association with the Canadian Comedy Awards and Fan Expo, we'll be live at Comedy Bar in Toronto, Ontario, Canada on August 25th at 8 p.m. And joining us live on stage will be a special guest. From countless cartoons, including Futurama, the voice of Fry, Professor Farnsworth, and Zoidberg, Billy West. Tickets will be only $15 and will go fast. That's Illusionoid and Billy West live at Comedy Bar in Toronto, Ontario, Canada on Saturday, August 25th at 8 p.m. Don't you dare miss it. You can now hear Illusionoid while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available for you, no syncing needed, and no memory storage wasted. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, webOS phones, or BlackBerry. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Leave us a title at Illusionoid.com or on the wall of our Facebook group and give us a like while you're there. Also, follow us on Twitter at IllusionoidPod and leave us a review on iTunes, as those ratings help our show climb the charts. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.